Now, He talks to us again and again, and we don't pay any attention, do we? Don't you think it's time we start listening? Because, see, if we don't, it finally comes down to the point where if you don't listen and you don't listen to the dreams and visions, He's trying to save you from death. But He finally gets down there. Then if you don't listen when He talks to you and you don't hear Him and you don't hear the dreams and visions that He sends, then finally God disciplines you with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds something like a serious kind of cancer to me. I don't like that. Do you? Yeah, I don't want that at all. I don't want to have to go there. I do not want God to discipline me with sickness and pain in my body. Do you? As I've told some of you many times, there's only one thing I hate more than pain. You know what that is? More pain. I don't like pain. Do you, Jack? I like to feel good. In fact, Jack, I got tickled at him. He came over here like everybody else does. And he came in here one day and he listened to me teach the Word of God. And then he came up and said, you know, I've had a back problem for a long time. And you seem like a normal guy. You know, would you mind praying for me? And I did. And guess what God did for him? Healed him too. He come back the next Sunday or two later and he said, you know, this ministry's real. I said, well, we serve a real Jesus over here. Is that what you said, Jack? I said, we serve a real Jesus over here. He's really the King. I mean, isn't that a shame that He doesn't show up everywhere, does He? I don't know. I like to glorify the King. You know, and I told Cheryl on the way to church today, I told her, I said, if they were to make me president for just 1 month, I could stir up the world in 1 month. I guarantee you. Couldn't you, Bill? Amen. I mean, we could stir up some problems. I mean, you talk about Jesus. I told him, I said, I would love to go out there and do some great things for Jesus and stir them up and be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when the King says, you boys, you either bow down and worship my idol or I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace. They said, O King, if you throw us in that furnace or not, let it be known the God that we serve is well able and He will deliver us through that furnace. But if you don't throw us in that furnace, that's okay. We still ain't going to bow down and worship your God. And they said, throw him in the furnace. Heat it 7 times hotter. And they did. And it killed the men that took them up to throw them in. And it burned all the ropes and everything off. And these boys are dancing around in there, you know. And he said, there's a fourth man in there with them. And he looks like the Son of God. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out of there. And I could just say, let's take a shower down here. Come on, it's nice in here, King. Come on in here with us. You know, when you got a God like that, you can walk through the fire with Him and He can burn the ropes off. And they come out and there wasn't a singed hair on their head. There was no smell of smoke. Their clothes were not burned. The King says, now then, let it be known. From this day forth, everybody will bow down and worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And if you don't, I'm going to cut you in pieces. Now, we need a little bit more of that kind of stuff in Washington. We need God showing up. We need George Bush to say, hey, this God of whatever us Christians, He could be me. I go up there and do a whole bunch of miracles in the name of Jesus. And they say, from this day forth, you know, let it be known that the God of Thurman, you either bow down and worship Him or we're going to put you in prison and cut you to pieces. Amen. The Muslims say, we ain't going to bow down and worship Him. He said, okay, let's start cutting you to pieces. Is that what we need to see?
Amen.
We need something to happen. And it may happen, you know. Needing a healing school may be minor in the future. If these Muslims attacked us in America, with like they're planning on, you know, Bin Laden says that by the end of this next year, he will hit at least 7 cities with nuclear attacks in the United States of America. At least 7. And if they do that, that's going to change everything you know. Everything, every way you do business is going to change. Needing to be healed may be minor. You may need to have somebody. Can you imagine a Muslim walks into your house and cuts your head off and your head falls down on the floor? And I walk in and say, oh, reach down and grab you by the hair and put that head back on. I said, Lord, heal her in Jesus' name. And she jumps up and starts running around and says, now who wants to serve my God? Is that the kind of faith we're going to have? That's the kind of faith that we're going to have to walk in as Christians with what's coming. Did Jesus say, anything you ask me for in the name of Jesus, I'll do for you?
Amen.
Did He make us those kind of promises? I think we start believing Him, don't you? See, when I started believing Him with this kind of stuff, that's how when I laid hands on Jack, I expected him to get healed. I asked him, do you have all your sins repented of? And he said, yes. Now, he could have told me anything, but who knew the truth? God did. And obviously, he knew his heart. Because when he repented and I prayed for him, God healed that back. Just like Randy. Whenever Randy repented, you notice Randy came up and God prayed for her, and then went back, and then his pastor there, JC, said, you know, you need to repent of all your sins. And so he said, okay. So he repented, and JC said, you need to come back up and let Thurman pray for you again. He did, and I prayed for him again. And you heard the results. He went home from that day. Who showed up at that healing school that day?
Jesus.
Absolutely, Jesus did. He was there, wasn't he? If Jesus don't show up, you don't get healed, do you, Randy? All I get to do is pray for you. The King's the one healed you and delivered you. And we're so grateful for that. So grateful. You know, I think about what, when we do things in faith as sons of God, just like J.C. there, Randy's pastor, when J.C. first started coming here to this ministry and I'm teaching him these things, it wasn't too many months after he started learning these things that his mother-in-law had a serious heart attack. And they said she was going to die. And she was, I believe, in Denton in the hospital. And so J.C. tried his best to get a hold of me. They tried every number they could. But God had a plan for him. And he couldn't get me. J.C. finally made the statement to Carolyn, his lovely wife. He said, you know, Thurman's been showing us, we have this kind of power in us. So she said, he said, let's go up there and I'm going to lay hands on Mother. Now see, J.C. was fixing to do something that every son-in-law wants to do to his mother-in-law. He wants to cast the devil out of her, see. I mean, can't we have fun as Christians?
Amen.
Sure we can have fun as Christians. That's what he did. He went up there and laid his hands on his mother-in-law. And he commanded that devil, that spirit of infirmity, to leave her. And for her to be healed according to the Word of God. And either the next day or the day after that, Mama was out shopping with Carolyn. Wasn't that right, J.C.?
It was a few days, but she sat up the next morning with a brand new face.
Amen. I mean, see, when you cast those spirits of infirmity... And see, the thing about it is, we as Christians don't even think we can have a spirit of infirmity. But you know, isn't it amazing? Jesus cast all kinds of spirits out of people.
Amen.
All kinds of them. Well, J.C. cast that spirit of infirmity out too. You know, and when he cast that spirit out and lay hands on her, according to healing, just like the Scripture says, Mama got well. And she just got well quick. Now, isn't it amazing? Now, see, God had a plan for him. He knew he was going to make him a pastor, and he wanted him to be able to stand on his own two feet. Every time he had somebody that needed to be healed, he didn't want him to be like Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth, when he learned that over here in another city in England, they was people getting healed, he'd take everybody sick from his church in a wagon, and they'd ride over there all day, and he'd have them prayed for. And then he'd bring them back, and they all got healed. And finally, one day, he was going to go over there, and the Lord spoke to him so and said, you have the same power in you that they have over there. He said, I'm in you just like I am over there. All you got to do is pray for your people in faith. I'll heal them. And Smith thought, what? I can lay hands on the sick and they'll get well? So he laid hands on somebody and they got well. He thought, whoa! And he turned out to be a pretty awesome man of faith, didn't he?
He did.
I can only imagine the story about Smith when they brought a little deformed baby up to him. Thousands of people in a meeting that day. Handed this little deformed child up to him. And right in front of all those people standing on the platform, probably 3 or 4 feet off the floor, he took that little child and turned it loose and said, pew! Kicked it right out in the congregation. They thought he was nuts. And somebody grabbed the baby and said, kill him, he's a fool. Until he looked at the baby, and the baby was completely normal. He said, what did you do? He said, I just kicked the devil out of that child. Now, what is the devil? Who is there? He's our enemy. I mean, the devil is the one that can handicap a little child. The devil is the being that can handicap you. When Jesus, that little woman in Luke 13:11, that had the spirit of infirmity, and she has bowed over for 18 years and could in no way straighten herself up. How would you like to walk around like that for 18 years? No way, huh? What did the Word of God say she had? A spirit of infirmity. And Jesus said, "Woman, you're loosed from your infirmity." And the devil left her, and she could straighten up, and she is totally healed. Amen. Who's still our problem? The enemy. Satan. How does he get in? Because of sin. How do we get him out? Repent and drive him out by faith in the name of Jesus. God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. They lose their appetite and do not care for even the most delicious food. Have you ever been in a hospital, somebody dying? They look like skin and bone, and you say, "I've got this most delicious food here I brought." And they say, "Ooh, I'm not even hungry." Isn't that awful? But that's what the Scripture says. God will fix you where you will lose your appetite and you do not care for even the most delicious food. I remember a story one time. I wasn't the one that prayed for this person, but this woman was sick. And the Lord told her to fast and pray for 12 days and He would heal her. And she said, "Lord, I can't possibly go 12 days without food." So she wouldn't. She continued to eat and she continued to be sick. Well, she got so sick that she came to this point. She lost her appetite and did not care even for the most delicious food. So she stopped eating. People came by, friends, every day. Walk up to her and pray for her. "Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus." Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Friends came by every day. But the 12th day, a friend came in and said, "You know, we want to pray for you one more time. Be healed in the name of Jesus." And bam, she was instantly healed. Somebody said, "Wow, what a man of faith that just prayed hand." No, all of them had faith. God told her to fast for 12 days and He'd heal her.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.